The Barlow Shopping District looks like a construction zone when I arrive. Crews are working on power washing sludge from the flood debris off the sides of the buildings.
Right now we're kind of hearing the sound of generators, and those generators are powering a lot of these fans that are going, dehumidifiers trying to dry out the space.
That's Jake Rand, chef and part owner of Sushi Kosho Restaurant. His restaurant opened in October and was just shy of 6 months before the atmospheric river hit the Russian River watershed, flooding it with 4.5 feet of water. He isn't sure yet exactly how much in damages the restaurant has sustained. He's going through his stuff to find out what's salvageable and what's not.
Right now it looks like what they would call a warm shell. So this is essentially, when you take over a new space, this is essentially the condition they would deliver it into you, which is taped drywall and just down to the studs, essentially.
Like many of the Barlow business owners, Rand didn't have flood insurance.
Seemed like there was a plan in case of flooding, and so that's all I really thought about it. You know, when I think of flood, I think of a few sandbags and some squeegeeing. I don't think about your whole restaurant turning into a swimming pool.
The flood plan required 50 people to install 10 feet of metal barriers. When they tested it, the plan took the crew 11 hours to install. But business owners in the Barlow said the barriers were not fully placed on February 26th before the rainstorm hit.
When I first got here, it appeared that there was no floodgates installed at all. What I later realized is that the water had just gotten up above where they had installed them to. So they had been installed, you know, a couple feet, maybe a foot and a half, 2 feet up the sides of the entrances.
The owner of the Barlow, Barney Aldridge, didn't respond to multiple requests for comment. Glenn Shaneblatt is the city's building official and floodplan manager. He helped design the floodplan along with other city staff and Barney Aldridge. I asked him how the plan was supposed to work and why it didn't.
Part of the plan was that they monitor the flood gauges, both on the Russian River at the Hacienda Bridge and Russian River at the Greenville Bridge and the Laguna de Santa Rosa gauges that are in there. They're out in the Santa Rosa, not far from Sebastopol, so they're a pretty good indicator. And when it hit certain levels, they were supposed to implement certain parts of the plan. That's all I can tell you.
So there was a lot of concern when the development was initially approved, since it was in a flood zone. Do you feel like if tenants do feel like something really, really went wrong here, then the city could become caught up in that or liable in any way for approving the plan in the first place?
Went through the process, and the codes allow development in the floodplain. As long as they were in compliance with all the regulations and zoning and planning requirements and engineering requirements, there's nothing you can say about the development.
Jake Rand of Sushi Kosho is staying positive. At this point, he says he has no choice but to reopen the restaurant, regardless of the cost. At least 11 businesses from the Barlow have started GoFundMe accounts to help recuperate losses from the flooding and support staff that lost their jobs. I'm Adia White for KRCB's North Bay Report.